Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Time to celebrate as the Astros take the World Series championship, beating the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 7, 5-1, winning this World Series 4-3, first championship in Houston Astros history. They're setting up the stage for the trophy presentation and the World Series MVP presentation over on the first base side in foul territory. The Astros players and coaches are out on the field wearing the World Series champion t-shirts and baseball caps as the Astros celebrating doing something that no Astros team had ever done before, win a World Series championship. And they proved, hey, there's no such thing as a Sports Illustrated cover jinx. 2014 Astros were predicted as 2017 World Series champs by Sports Illustrated. And, well, they were able to make that a reality tonight as we're still waiting for this trophy presentation to begin here at Dodger Stadium, a trophy presentation that Astros fans have been waiting their entire lives for. They can wait a little bit longer, of course, as the Astros celebrating this championship, that commissioner's trophy sitting on its own podium on top of the stage. No one has lifted it up at this point as they're waiting for the commissioner to officially present it to the Houston Astros for winning the first World Championship in club history and doing it in 7 games and defeating one of the iconic franchises in the Dodgers. And they defeated iconic franchises all the way through this postseason, beat the Red Sox in the ALDS. Yankees took them to 7 games in the ALCS. Astros able to knock them off. And now knocking off the Dodgers. Let's go down to the field now for the trophy presentation.
Presented by Chevrolet. Put some money in my pocket, keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket, keep up.
Business operations, Jeff Luno, the general manager, AJ Hinch, the manager. And without further ado, let's present the commissioner's trophy. Rob Manfred, you're up.
On behalf of all of us at Major League Baseball, I want to congratulate the Houston Astros on their first ever World Series championship. Over the course of this great 7-game series, we really did see that Houston's strong. So without further ado, I'd like to present Jim Crane with the first ever Commissioner's Trophy for the Astros.
Jim, I'm sure this feels amazing. With everything back in Houston, this community has gone through with the hurricane, and obviously they rallied behind this team. What does it mean for you, for this team, for this community?
Well, this one's for Houston back there at home in the region. Got hit hard, and everybody was behind us. The guys picked up on it, and, you know, we played a great Dodgers team today. Congratulations to Mark and his great squad, but these guys played hard. I want to thank the commissioner and his staff for the great job they do in the World Series, and we're just so happy for everybody. I'll let these guys talk about the team, because Jeff built the team and AJ managed the heck out of it. So congratulations, guys.
Well, congratulations to you, Jim, as well. Let's bring in Jeff. Jeff, come on in. First of all, tell us who's on your shoulder here.
My son, Henry. He's excited to be here.
Henry, what's up, Henry?
Good.
Jeff, for you, you took over as general manager a few years ago. You went through some rough times, obviously, a team that lost 100 games a couple times. And now you're all the way at the top. So what's the most gratifying thing about this entire process?
Everybody that was involved, we had some rough years, but we stuck to our plan. I want to thank ownership for supporting us the whole way, giving us the freedom to go out and get this group of players. You know, we did it. We knew we had a plan that could get us here, and we got it. World championship.
You sure did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's bring in the manager. AJ, come on over. What is this emotion running through your body right about now?
You know what, Houston? We're a championship city. This team loves playing in Houston, and we're gonna love bringing this World Series trophy back to Houston.
AJ, did you feel that responsibility after the storm? Obviously, the community rallied around you, but did you feel the responsibility of carrying the community with you?
You know, we take great pride in being there for Houston at that time. Obviously, they responded by falling in love with this team. Our September was incredible. October was even better. And November, we're pretty good.
I have to ask you how this team is so resilient. I mean, you could talk about the whole year, you could talk about the playoffs, but just in this series alone, I mean, especially games 2 and 5, you kept coming back off the mat. How?
You know, this is one of the best World Series of all time. And it's because of these players. These players back here never stop, they never quit, and they're always going to be called champions.
How did you keep everyone so calm coming into a game 7?
Oh, we weren't calm. We weren't calm at all. We wanted to win from pitch 1. George Springer leads off with a double, and off we went.
Before I let you go, tell me how this sounds. You could say it for the first time with me. The Houston Astros are World Series champions.
Feels pretty good to me.
Congratulations, AJ.
Thank you.
Again, the Commissioner Rob Manfred has joined me. Commissioner, it's all yours.
For the first time tonight, we're going to present the Willie Mays World Series Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet. It's only fitting that this first award goes to a center fielder, George Springer of the Houston Astros, who hit 5 home runs in this great 7-game series. George, congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
George, what's turning to the camera here? Wait, hold that up for the fans. There you go.
This is for my teammates. This is for my teammates up there. I wouldn't be here without any of you guys. I love every single one of you, from the coaching staff to the training staff, even Marwin Gonzalez. I love y'all.
George, you've talked about through the postseason with our guys about moments, right? About not necessarily the at-bats, but the moments. And I'm curious what this moment feels like right about now.
This is a dream come true. It's an honor, but you know what? It's about the Houston Astros tonight and our city and our fans. We're coming home a champion, Houston.
How much did this city, did those people, the community inspire you during this postseason run?
It was everything. You know, that patch on our chest truly does mean a lot to us, and I'm so happy for all of our fans who have endured a lot, and we're coming home champions.
So check this out. 5 home runs in a World Series. It's only 2 other players who have ever done that, Chase Utley and Reggie Jackson. What do you think about that company?
I'll take it.
How about the game tonight? Early start, obviously you got it going right away. Just tell me about this team's mindset coming in against Darvish and trying to get an early lead.
Attack him early, get something to hit, and don't miss. You know, I mean, he's good, and if he's on, he's trouble. But, you know, our guys were able to get to him today.
So, George, before we let you go, we have another special presentation. Brian Sweeney is here, U.S. Vice President of Chevrolet, and maybe one more thing for you, Brian.
George, congratulations to you and the entire team on just an awesome series. So on behalf of Chevrolet, our 2,900 dealers across the United States, we're pleased to present you with a Chevy Silverado Centennial Special Edition. Great job, man. Here's the keys to your new Silverado.
Thank you very much.
So now, before we let you go and you enjoy that beautiful truck right there, how are you going to celebrate this, George?
For a long time. For a long time with all my teammates and the city, the fans, this will be a good time for us.
George Springer, the most valuable player of the World Series. Congratulations, George.
As now the players still on the stage, and some of them will start to move to the clubhouse here momentarily. Down in the clubhouse, ready for some celebration, is our very own Steve Sparks. Steve, what's the scene down there right now?
Well, blah, 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 plastic over the lockers, blah, 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 champagne, Budweiser, and all that stuff hanging around this clubhouse. And it's tight quarters, so this might be a madhouse. Everybody's going to be bumping against each other. Just got to say, I said, tell me what's really going on. Spizzy back up on in here. World Series attitude. Champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes. So tonight is like tomorrow night. Robert! I feel like I hit the lotto twice. We'll be back. The players are going to stream in here. And we're going to get fuzzy. What?
All right. Good to hear from Steve Sparks down in the Astros clubhouse. Hey, what's going on the field right now? Carlos Correa just proposed to his girlfriend, Daniela. Congratulations to them. And she looks like she said yes. I mean, they're embracing. I'm assuming that Carlos got a yes on that. So it's a big night for a lot of people. Carlos Correa, World Series champion, and now engaged, proposing to his wife his girlfriend on the field. And congratulations to them. Houston Astros World Series champions, defeating the Dodgers in 7 games, winning Game 7 tonight by a final of 5-1. As the players now are starting to move into the dugout, they're going to be heading to the clubhouse here shortly. See the players pointing to the fans who have stuck around, most of them behind the first base dugout, which is the Astros dugout. As you can see, the players now starting to trickle into the clubhouse. And see Dallas Keuchel with a cigar down there as he heads to the clubhouse, and the champagne corks will be popping. Let's go down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Players are 18 seconds away from the clubhouse. 18 seconds away from the clubhouse with the players. We got a lot of people in here.
The guys that didn't participate are only ones in here.
Martez, Feliz, Hoyt. And then some front office guys. What? We're waiting off some guys.
Clippers in here.
All right, here they come. I saw Marwin. There's the beard. I saw Dallas Keuchel. There's the beard. Marwin! Woo! Citron! James Hoyt. James Hoyt dated a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
My idol!
Mike Fiers had a mustache, and the team never lost. Woo! George Springer, MVP. I'm not gonna lie, George, your fiance predicted you're the MVP. How do you stand on the stage and say, yeah, I'll take this trophy as the MVP?
With extreme joy to see what our team has done all year, man. I wouldn't be in this position without my teammates. So.
Hey, how about your manager? Jake Mareznick just gave you an aggressive hug, let's just say.
I'll give him a kiss if you want. I'll give him a kiss right now.
Give him a little kiss.
Give him a kiss.
Give him a little kiss. Turn around. That was a kiss on the ear, and George was repulsed. George was repulsed. One thing real quick, AJ sticking up for you. 0-for-4 with 4 punches in the first game, then you went off. Dude, you went off. How does that feel? I mean, I talked to your fiance before the game today, and she said, my man is a stud. I said, you know what? I kind of believe that, and I like that.
Yeah, you know, I love AJ. You know, I'll run through a wall for that guy.
He's a cool guy, right?
He's a great guy. And, you know, for him to have my back after obviously a tough stretch.
Who cares? One day.
I don't care about anything that just happened except we're bringing home a trophy to Houston.
Don't you hate answering that stuff?
Yeah, but you know what?
World Series
cool banner. It says World Series champ.
He's pointing at World Series champ. Hey, George, real quick, last thing. I talked to your dad in the hotel lobby today. I said, hey, man, George is going off. Unbelievable. How do you even wrap your mind around 4 World Series homers? And he said, you know what? I'm not kidding. George only cares about his team. He doesn't care about his stats. And that's the way he's always been.
Yeah, I don't care.
You guys are still talking.
I don't care at all. I literally could care less about my numbers. It's about this. It's about the 25-plus guys that are in that clubhouse. It's about the city that has been behind us. This is what it's about.
Last thing, George, retro jersey. You got to blow that crap up. Retro jersey, Sports Illustrated. Yeah. 2017 Houston Astros champ. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah,
that's been over your head forever.
I tell you what, I'm going to shake that guy's hand.
Yeah.
I am going to shake that guy's hand and tell him to go buy a lotto ticket, because that's impressive. But this is crazy. It's unbelievable.
George, you're one of the favorite guys I've ever been around. Thanks a lot, and congratulations. Unbelievable. Well-deserved.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you.
All right, Steve Sparks talking with the World Series MVP, George Springer. And certainly well-deserved for George with the World Series that he was able to have, and the Astros able to beat the Dodgers in 7 games, winning tonight 5-1 to get the first World Series championship in Houston Astros history. Astros fans, they're still sticking around. Many of them haven't left. The players, for the most part, are in the clubhouse. A few more guys now filtering down that way. Looks like Evan Gattis headed into the clubhouse now. I believe that's Justin Verlander headed down right now. And Steve Sparks downstairs with the Astros shortstop.
Carlos Correa, one of the best young superstars in Major League Baseball. You come out of this with a World Series title. You're a young guy! You're young! How does it get any better?
This is the greatest moment of my baseball career, of my life right now. You know, I can't even describe it. It's just surreal.
And you got so many guys that have kind of nurtured you along the way. You got Altuve. You got Beltran. You got Springer. You got a million guys. How does it feel to be the captain of the infield of the World Series champion?
It's just crazy, man. I got no words right now. You know, I learned so much from all those guys. But Altuve, I just watching him play. Beltran came in, changed the chemistry of this team. And, you know, we're World Series champions now. Unbelievable.
Carlos Correa, you're one of my favorite guys I've ever seen to play baseball. You're going to have an unbelievable career. Enjoy every minute. Tell me about the engagement. You asked your fiance, you asked your girlfriend to marry you on the field. She say no?
No, she said yes, man. I was nervous. It was double pressure on me. We got to win, and I got to get engaged if we win. So, you know, I was able to do it. She said yes. We're very happy.
You did it on the field after the World Series.
Had to do it. Had to do it on the field. It's a scenario that you can't create. It just has to happen. So, very special.
You're an MVP because you asked your fiance to marry you right after that. I want to marry both of you.
Thank you, brother.
I want to taste both of you. Nice job, brother. All right, Carlos Correa, back to you, Robert.
All right, Steve. Carlos Correa, if you missed it, proposed to his girlfriend, Daniela, on the field after the Astros were crowned champions and after they were presented with the World Series trophy. So a night Carlos Correa will never forget for many reasons. One of them, obviously, being the marriage proposal here on the field. Man, what a night for the Houston Astros, and it feels like it's only beginning as Steve Sparks back in the clubhouse with Alex Bregman.
One of the best young superstars in baseball, ahead of his time. He's old school. He's a baseball rat! That's Alex Bregman. Dude, you are Brooks Robinson at third base, by the way. How does it? I mean, this is unreal. I'm telling you right now, you cannot understand what you guys just did.
Just a dream come true. I'm so happy. We're popping bottles right now in the locker room. I'm going to get over there. Hey, I love you, Houston. You're my favorite. I can't wait to call you home for a long time. And love you guys. We won this for y'all.
Alex Bregman, love you long time, Houston. Back to you, Robert.
All right. Alex Bregman in the Astros clubhouse. Man, what a postseason Bregman had. Not so much offensively, and he did come up with some really big hits, drove in a run in the first 5 games of this World Series. But also when you think about the defense he played, he was outstanding all throughout the postseason with stellar defense, and that was a big part of this Astros championship as anything else, what Bregman was able to do with the glove at third base, coming up with some really big, really timely defensive plays time and time again throughout the postseason. As Steve Sparks back in the clubhouse now, joined by the guy we think should be the AL MVP.
American League MVP. If he doesn't win it, I'm going to kick somebody in the booty! Jose Altuve, you've got Marvin Gonzalez popping a champagne bottle so you don't put somebody's eye out. What does this feel like? Dude, you guys lost over 111 games. Altuve is giving a bro hug to A.J. Hinch, who's got his shirt doused right now. A.J., you got a chance to join us for a second?
Yeah.
A.J. Hinch. A.J. Hinch has a lot of his players coming over to hug him, and you don't see this very often. A.J., how does this feel? I mean, a lot of stress, a lot of thinking. How long are you going to hibernate after this?
I mean, we have to soak this all in because we earned every ounce of this celebration. So hard to get here. If we make it look easy, sometimes these players are unbelievable. But we playing the last game of the whole season, Game 7. We're the World Series champions, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
How do you get the most out of players?
Huh?
How do you get the most out of players?
You know what? You got to believe in players. You got to love on them, too. You know, I think most people misinterpret coaching for beating on guys when they're not doing well. I think you got to love on them at the right time. You got to kick them around at the right time. But you got to put them in a position to be successful, and the players have to do it.
If I punch you in the jaw right now, would you still feel pretty?
I wouldn't feel a thing. Go ahead and do it.
All right, AJ Hinch, congratulations, buddy. Back to you, Robert.
All right, great to hear from AJ Hinch, manager of the Astros, winning a title for the first time in his professional career. His time spent as a player, as an executive, of course, had a stint managing the Arizona Diamondbacks. And when the Astros hired him, there were obviously some questions. Is this guy going to be able to lead this ball club? You know, the tenure in Arizona didn't go very well, but it's worked out. And A.J. Hinch, really the perfect manager for this team. And I can say that as someone who's been around him every single day the last 3 years during the season, is Steve Sparks, joined by another key member of this team who unfortunately didn't get to play in the postseason, Jake Marisnik.
Hey, Jake Marisnik's a big component of this team. And he told me when Tyler Clifford, I told him, was the best karaoke singer of the team. He said, I got more. And he wants to sing something that's apropos to what the Astros have done during the course of this season. I give this to Jake Marisnik.
Well, this isn't my normal song, but it's appropriate.
What's
for
your normal
moment.
Song?
I believe in a thing called love, but I'm going to go with We Are the Champions. We are the champions. That's all I really know from that song.
That sounds just like Freddie Mercury. Hey, wait a second, Jake, real quick. I'm going to take off my headset. Are my ears bleeding?
Yes.
Because that hurt. Jake, thanks for coming on, buddy. Back to you, Robert.
Man, Jake Marisnik. And thanks, Steve. Jake Marisnik suffering that thumb injury with the Astros this past September. Had surgery mid-September. The hope was that he could be back to the World Series if the Astros got there, but the Astros ultimately decided that Jake wasn't quite ready. As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Ken Giles.
Ken, this is nuts, because it's the most crowded clubhouse I've ever seen. Maybe with the... Pour that on me! I am damp. What? Ken Giles.
Baby, oh God!
You guys just won the World Series. I can't see, but can you?
Absolutely, I can see everything. Everything's bright, fantastic here.
Blinded me with science, Ken. What is it about this team that can take it to the finish line? I mean, it just seems like back against the wall, we're gonna fight more. And you guys are talented more than anything else.
Hey, talent can only take us so far, but when you're one unit, everybody works together, the sky's the limit for us, and we're gonna keep on rolling.
And for you personally, where do you get your energy from?
Hey, just enthusiasm, just being a positive mindset. Everybody, I want to set a positive mindset wherever I am. That's all I know.
Ken, you were perfect at home and save opportunities, 19 for 19. You got a big future with this team. This team's going to be good for a long time. How excited are you to go work out during the offseason and get ready for spring training and get back to the World Series and knock this thing down again? What?
Hey, that's what I live for. I'm ready to go, ready to defend this title no matter what. I'm going to do everything in the ground to make that happen.
Last thing, message for the fans back in Houston.
Houston strong, baby! World champs!
That's Ken Giles! That's what we do! Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations. Just so many people beyond just the players, coaches, and fans who this is a big moment for, as we're going to be joined once again by Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Josh Reddick and Joe Musgrove as my guests, and they're going to karaoke Hotel California on a dark desert highway. You guys, in 3, 2, 1. By the way, Reddick is naked.
That part. On the dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Warm smell of Calitas. Redick doesn't know this crap.
I don't know it all.
Giving it up for the Hotel California.
That's Musgrove.
Hey.
Such a lonely place.
This doesn't happen very often, Josh.
Such a lonely
Joe,
place.
This doesn't happen very often. What is it about this team that knocked this thing out? Some guys get hot. Some guys get cold. When it all comes down, when you mix this thing together, this is one of the best teams I've ever seen in baseball. What is it?
I think it's the camaraderie, man. I mean, everyone checks their egos in at the door when you come, and everyone's willing to do whatever they got to do to help the team win
every day. You know, you put the bad ones behind us, and we never panic.
Josh, I've got an idea. When the doors closed at the clubhouse and the media can't come in, it gets nuts. And I would imagine you're wearing that thong and those panties, and you're smuggling grapes. This. What?
We've been over this. It's not a thong.
But when you do that, I kind of like it, but at the same time, it's a hammock. Do you do that when the doors close and the media can't come in the clubhouse?
The only times we see it is when we're winning, and it's a winning factor. This thing comes out whenever we win. We keep doing it. I'll keep showing it.
The Speedo's got tenure.
Speedo's got some experience, a lot more than some of the guys on this team right now. But it's all about having fun. You bring it out, whatever gets the boys fired up. Fans seem to love it, so we're all for it.
Dude, Redick, you're a big asset to this team. Great job. Without your hit against Craig Kimbrell and that unbelievable at-bat, I've said this, Marvin Gonzalez, that homer against Jansen, your hit
here
against Kimbrell. You guys aren't here. There's so many heroes on this team. Musgrove getting big outs. Everybody contributes.
Everybody.
How anxious are you to get back to spring training?
I'm ready to enjoy this moment, enjoy this win, and go into our off season with a little bit of relaxation time. This is the longest I've played, obviously very happy for it, but I think we're going to dwell on this win for a long time, and once the new year starts, then we start focusing on and defending this championship.
Love you, bro.
Love you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Musgrove, I love you, man. Take care. Great job. We'll see you in spring training.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks.
World Series, cheers! Charlie Morton knocked it down. Devo locked it down. Coming out of the bullpen. World Series!
Hey, what up, man?
Devo, I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing Shay.
What does Shay mean? What does Shay mean? Fisher's doused me, and I am cold, I am frigid, and I am damp.
Yes.
Charlie Morton, I would not take you out with that stuff that you're featuring to save my life. Tell me about how you knocked that thing down and how you felt when you were about to get that third out.
I guess it was just adrenaline when I first came out, and I think
it doesn't sound like adrenaline. Are you pumped up or are you on something?
No, I'm good. So I think when I first got in there, I was a little pumped up. I was overthrown a little bit.
Were you? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I was trying to throw the ball as hard as I could because I was like, I'm coming out of the bullpen.
You could throw 99, bro.
Yeah, you come out and you're like, well, this is Game 7 World Series.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a lead, so just throw it as hard as you can. And then that didn't really work out. And then I tried to make pitches. And then I started making some pitches. And then we won.
Then you started throwing some filth, throwing some breaking balls low and into some lefties.
And, you know what?
And they said, you know what? I quit baseball because this guy overmatched me.
Well, to be honest with you, like, it just went by so quickly.
It did?
It did. It was just, it was so quick. I looked up and I had gone three innings, and I felt, I don't know, because it was just different, you know? It was just crazy different.
World Series winner. Dude, you got the win in Game 7 of the World Series. How are you going to lock that down?
I did.
You got the win.
Hey, the first few innings just felt like...
You dominated, Charlie.
Well,
Charlie just bit my finger.
Well,
what?
You know what's special, too, on top of all this, is I got to throw to Brian McCann. And
he's a stud, isn't he?
You know, I threw my debut to him. We came up to get, you know, not in the big leagues because he was way better than me, but we were drafted.
He is way better than you.
Yeah, and he caught my debut. And,
you know he has a pear body?
He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim.
He's a little overweight.
He's a stud. He's a He's a stud. He's a warrior.
He's a warrior. So are you. You got the World Series win. And Mike Fiers is taking a picture. And he's making sure I'm not in it because I'm a slug.
Look how many games Brian McCann has played.
What?
He's a warrior. Look at Chuck Diesel.
Devo. Charlie, thanks for joining us, by the way. Devo.
Who's Devo?
You might be the most talented karaoke singer I've ever heard in my life. Besides Adam Lambert from American Idol.
From The Voice?
No, American Idol, dude.
Oh, dude.
Who's trying to make me feel old.
Dude.
Okay. Ain't No Sunshine. Last time I asked you to sing Ain't No Sunshine, you went into some other realm of some other song, and I said, what is he even talking about? You can knock this down. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. You guys just won the World Series. This is never going to happen again. Game 7. Ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't never warm when she's away. But baby, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I kind of attracted
to
this.
She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's just so gorgeous. This is straight out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Back to you, Robert.
And another great karaoke performance from Chris DeVinci. That's become a post-game celebration tradition when the Astros clinch a title, and they clinch the biggest title of all tonight, World Series champions. Is the Astros able to take the World Series from the Dodgers in 7 games, first championship in Astros history, and this team will always be remembered by Astros fans. And, you know, I talked about it a little bit with Steve Sparks during the game. This team, this is the sort of team that makes people Astros fans. It gets people into baseball in Houston. This is the sort of team that maybe you got away from the Astros after Craig Biggio and Jeff Bagwell, and those guys retired. And now this is a club that's so exciting to watch, so much talent. You look at some of the young core with George Springer, Carlos Correa, and Lance McCullers and guys like that. And then you look at the sprinkling of the veterans. It's just such an exciting team to watch, such a fun team to watch. You never know how things are going to go moving forward, but it's a team that you figure should be able to compete for a World Series title, certainly for the next few years. But this year, not only did they compete for a World Series title, they were able to win a World Series title. And what a feeling it is for the Houston Astros. I don't even know if it's really sunk in for everybody, but this is what you dream of. This is what you play for. This is what you think about when you're, you know, swinging in your backyard and thinking about being in a World Series Game 7 and having a big moment, and the Astros were able to make it happen tonight. Let's go back down to Steve Sparks in the Astros clubhouse.
Charlie, of the most talented pitchers in all of baseball. It's Lance McCullers, who got a chance to start Game 7 of the World Series, every kid's dream. Lance, what did that feel like at Dodger Stadium, one of the storied ballparks in all of baseball? What did that feel like? Tell everybody what it is.
Listen. I had absolutely zero in the gas tank today when I started that game.
Neither did Robert.
I had absolutely nothing in the tank, but you know what? The guys in here, we show our champions today because we're battle tested.
You guys are studs, man.
And we have heart and we have guts. And the city of Houston, man, we love you.
And you're a big part of the community. You've moved there. You're in the community. You want to make this city proud. How fun is this to be able to celebrate and get a chance to go back to Houston and celebrate it with the people in the community?
Listen, man, when I started playing here in 2015, this city captured my heart from the second I set foot here.
Why is that?
I don't know. My wife and I
felt it.
My wife and I sold our place in Tampa. We sold our house. We moved
to
Houston.
It's a lot like Tampa, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of Tampa. We moved to Houston, and I think it's a lot, large part to do with these people that live here. I can really resonate with them. Hardworking, just, you know, nose to the grind type people. And man, I love this city. I love the fans. And Friday's gonna be nuts.
Lance, you guys knocked one down. You're going to be a big part of this thing, knocking down 2, 3, 4 possibly. Congratulations, man. You're a stud. You're going to do this for a long time. Yeah. Thanks for being a big part of this community.
Thanks, City of Houston. We love you.
All right, back to you, Robert.
All right, thanks. Good to hear from Lance McCullers. He got the start in Game 7, 2 1/3 shutout innings, and navigated through some damage. And you may look at his outing and say, well, he didn't go very deep in the game. That's certainly true, but it certainly could have been a lot worse. Was able to get a timely double play in the second that really helped him out. Got some big strikeouts in the first inning. And the Astros had to turn to the bullpen after that. But McCullers, an all-star this year, big part of this team. Steve Sparks down in the Astros clubhouse with more of the post-game celebration.
Yeah, exactly, Robert. Back in the clubhouse with the Astros, World Series champions of 2017. Tyler Clippard, he was on a cruise. And he won the karaoke championship on that cruise.
That's right.
And he says the reason, he says, yeah, that's right. He says the reason he won it, because not only is he one of the best singers of all time, but he can sell it because he can perform. And he's going to do it for us right now. Tyler Clippard, what are you going to sing for us?
I can't believe you're getting paid to do this right now.
I can't believe it either.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
He's like
no
Axl Rose.
No time for losing.
He's moving like Rose.
We are the champions.
I can't believe this.
Of the world.
I want a couple.
Woo!
I want a couple skates.
Let's go.
Clippard. That's how you win championships. Tyler Clippard. Thanks, brother. Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews. Blah, blah, blah. CNN, Dallas, how was that? How did you feel, Dallas, winning a World Series?
It was horrible. I mean,
that guy should be expelled.
No, this is no fun. This is not any fun, I tell you that.
I want to fight that guy.
Hey. I'll fight him with you.
Here's Dallas Keuchel after the championship series. Hey, Sparky, I'm going to shave my beard if we win the World Series. You still up for it, bro?
Depends on how much money we raise for charity.
You're going to sell your beard for charity. Reed Ryan. Team President Reed Ryan says what?
Tell him what I told you at lunch today. We ate at Smashburger today.
And Reed Ryan said, Sparky, rain's off. No handcuffs.
No, rain's off. You can do whatever you want. One night, Sparky. Be as
one night.
As you want.
He said, just don't curse. We can't curse on the radio. Sparky, Reed Ryan, the team president, is just dousing me up in the right orbit of my cornea on the right eye. Dallas, are you going to shave your beard?
I don't know. It's to be determined.
How many years can this team be awesome?
Well, we got a bunch of young studs, so it could be years upon years, I'll tell you that.
Young guys on this team, who's your favorite?
All of them are. I'm lucky enough to play with them.
Bregman's silly, Correa's silly.
Altuve's silly, and he's still young. Marwin's young. I mean, these guys
You're still young.
These guys are like
I want to slap you in the face.
I'm the oldest of the group, so I got to be like the father shepherd, you know?
Have you ever put anybody over your knee and spanked them in the clubhouse?
No, but I thought about it. I told them to clean their act up. Or
who?
Else they're gonna get
Martes, right? Martes.
Martes knows. Daddy Keuchel put the whooping on him if he's not in line.
Daddy Keuchel, does your mom ever put you over her knee and spank you?
She couldn't. She couldn't catch me.
Dallas, unbelievable year. You're an all-star. You're a stud, and this thing is gonna be good for a while. You guys got studs coming up in waves. Congratulations. You guys are World Series champions. Can you believe that? You guys stunk 5 years ago.
We did. And you know what? Carl Schneider still stinks.
That's the clubhouse manager. I agree. He stinks. And you guys are good.
Let me tell you the story about how I got my number 60. If you got a second.
I do have a second.
So I get called up, not knowing anybody. Didn't go to big league camp. I show up in Arlington. And number 60's in my locker. I was like,
why 60?
I was like,
That's like old man number.
I was like, who's been number 60? Like, who can we call on as number 60? Not a single person's number 60. And I was like, Carl, you think I suck that bad? He thought I was going down the next day. He told me that, and I was like, wow, Carl. So 5 years later, I still got number 60. Everybody's like, who the hell is number 60?
You got a Cy Young under your belt too, brother.
I'm trying to make it the best 60 that's ever lived.
That's what people from Tulsa, Oklahoma do. Dallas Keuchel, I got your jersey in my TV room, bro.
Doesn't it look awesome?
I love it. I love it, man. Congratulations, man. You're
Thanks,
the best.
Brother. Thanks, brother.
Hey, one of the unsung heroes for the Houston Astros has been Mike Fiers this year. All the starting pitchers going down, Mike Fiers held down the fort and let it rip. Mike Fiers, I think your mustache in the month of September is the biggest reason why the Astros won the World Series. What do you think?
Had a small part. Small part. But no, these guys, man, tell you what, man, going to war with these guys, you can't pick anybody else, man. They really grinded every time. I mean, every at bat, every pitch, I mean, just battling against this tough LA team. And
how brutal would that be as a pitcher to face this lineup? It's so dangerous 1-9.
Yeah. I mean, even Lance was swinging it today against Kershaw. I mean,
he goodness. Has sweet hands, right?
I mean, Darvish, Kershaw, I mean, it looked like he was on everything.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, this lineup stacked top to bottom. You know, even the guys, you know, on the bench. I mean, is coming off the bench, pinch hitting, I mean, it's a tough lineup all the way through. So, man, and it showed.
How nerve-wracking is that for you, sitting on the bench, watching things go? And I see the TV cut to you a lot during
cut
the course
me?
Of the playoffs. Yeah, all the time.
Well,
and you're going nuts, man. You're just, a big part. I mean, a lot of this thing is the bench getting everybody excited and staying in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's tough not being on the roster and contributing, right. But, you know, I was just ready to do whatever I could, you know, pumping these guys up, celebrating everything I could, just trying to keep them going. And then maybe it helped out. Maybe I don't know what it did, but I know I was just trying to get these guys going. And to win a World Series, I mean, that's everyone's dream. So just to get these guys pumped up and keep stay amped throughout the game, and even when we've had a tough inning or two, just to keep them up and just keep it going. I mean, this team can score a lot at one time, and it doesn't matter. So just to be there with them and contribute however I can is awesome.
Mike, I want to say one more thing. Everybody knows that you're a big part of why this team is in the position they're in because of what you're able to do for about 2.5 months during the course of the season. You held it down. You pitched fantastic in the rotation. So congratulations to you. Well deserved.
Sparky, man. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. I just try to do my job, and that is my job to pitch. But, you know, this thing is a full team effort, so it's not one guy. But, man, it's just good. It feels great to contribute and be in this position. And these guys took it home for us in the playoffs.
All right, brother. Mike Fiers, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Brian McCann. I want to get lost in the gruffness of your beard. And Alex Bregman is with you.
And Julia. Don't leave Julia.
Julia's in here, too. Julia's got bright teeth.
Bright teeth?
Yeah, I've been
whitening them because it's the playoffs. Yeah.
You whiten them?
You gotta be show in the playoffs.
What do you use for brightening?
Bregman,
you speak Spanish. You spoke to every pitcher 37 times tonight. Was that the plan going in just to slow down the Dodger offense, McCann?
Listen, we're using multiple signs. A game like this, it doesn't matter how many times you go to the mound. This is for everything. And, we got guys that have two seamers. We got guys that have four seamers. Yeah. And I just wanted to make sure that we're pitching to what we need to pitch to.
When the fans boo you when you're going out to the mound, do you ever want to turn around and flip them off?
I could care less. This is about us. This is about the Houston Astros. This is about the city of Houston who
you won the World Series.
Yeah, I mean it's from day one this has been
Charlie Morton's giving Brian McCann a hug.
Incredible.
And they both closed their eyes. I don't know what that means.
Incredible, man. I'm just thankful to be here.
Morton shut it down. Dude, his stuff is you knew him a long time ago. His stuff is nasty.
He's throwing 98 mile an hour wiffle balls. That's what he's throwing. Yeah. They want no part of him.
Everybody to a man, including Ryan. I know you don't like to hear this, but you bought a suite for the guys at an NBA game two nights ago, Clippers and Warriors. It's the camaraderie that makes teams great, and you're a big part of this. And everybody talks about it. What does that make you feel like?
The veterans did it for me when I was young. I never paid for a thing. and then it's my job to do stuff like that.
How much did that suite cost? Tell me.
$10,000
$10,000 You're so rich, it makes me sick.
But hey, worth every penny. Worth every penny.
You guys win the World Series, man. Brian McCann, congratulations. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Houston Astros World Series champions as they defeat the Dodgers 5-1, taking this World Series in 7 games as the Astros took them to their 56th season. As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse. Let's go back down to Steve.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens watching down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy. So what? It's been a lot of fun. The Astros knocking it down, Game 7 against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's been a great ride. We've been going since the third week of February. 212 broadcasts for this broadcast team. We've had a lot of fun. Robert, it's been very enjoyable. And the Astros, can you believe after 56 seasons being able to win the World Series for the first time? Unbelievable. Everybody, we thank you for being listeners. Fans, we love you. We'll see you in spring training back again next year. I'm out of here.
All right, and thanks again, Steve, for all your contributions down in the clubhouse and all season long. Such a pleasure to work with Steve all season long as the Astros World Series champions. Again, I'd like to thank everybody who's made the broadcast possible, and I echo also Steve Sparks' sentiments about our late boss, Jamie Hildreth, passed away before the first game of spring training, and his wife, Teresa, at all the playoff games, got a chance to see her when the Astros were in Houston for the postseason, and he's certainly a big part of this, worked for the Astros for 30 years, and it's unfortunate he wasn't able to live to see it, but he's definitely somewhere enjoying all of this right now, as is the late, great Milo Hamilton, longtime Astros broadcaster. Never got to be here for this, but certainly a big part of this and a big part of the Astros history and the Astros legacy. That'll just about do it for us from Dodger Stadium. And I'd like to thank our studio producer, Bob Elliott, producer-engineer, Matt Boltz. I'd like to thank everybody for listening all year long. Looking forward to seeing you and having you guys hear from us in 2018. As that's a wrap, the Houston Astros are 2017 World Series champions. Now, once again, the final score in Game 7. Houston Astros beat the Dodgers 5-1. For Steve Sparks, I'm Robert Fort saying so long.
And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions.
This has been a production.
They got it done in dramatic fashion. Game 7 on the road at Dodger Stadium.
Of the Houston Astros.
For the first time ever, the Astros are baseball's best.
Radio Network.